Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people. And we have been praising. There is a purpose in our praise, in our worship tonight. Something is happening. Tell your neighbor, something is happening. For each family, for every person, for your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, for your home, for your apartment, for your finances, something is happening. And tonight, and as Bonnie came up to share, Tom Paskey handed me this prophetic word while she was about to speak. And he said, I see God, the Father, arise from His throne and dancing over His people here tonight. He is saying He is going to do something. That's what you said, that He was going to do something, but I do not know what. Well, Bonnie, I felt like, gave some particular clarification in that. He says, and she said, the Lord led her. The Lord. Say the Lord.
Lord.
So He is awesome. He is the God of the galaxies. He is the Lord Alpha and Omega, God over nations and God over storms.
Yes.
And He says, this kind. So she emphasized this kind. Say this kind. Does not go out except through prayer and fasting. So there are certain victories. And that's why I want to welcome you and many other hundreds that are joining us as on this corporate fast, that as we started fasting on Tuesday, and you can join anytime over these next 21 days and fast with us. And please send your prayer request. Where is that big envelope? There it is. We are passing for everyone to pray over this, but I just came in. The first thing I saw was this, and there's a whole bunch of prayer requests in this. And as you get tonight, we're passing it over. But I started raising that. One of the things that Derek Prince, who was one of the greatest, perhaps the greatest Bible teacher of the last 100 years, but we would see him often, and we got to be with him close by almost every day of the day, or every day for 22 years we were with him. And so often we would see him, join him in prayer, and he would write down, he had his own prayer request, and sometimes it was a big one, and then he would just hold it up. Lord, you remember that, Bob? And he would just hold it up and said, these are, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I said, Derek, you're not going to read it. I said, he can read it. And he would just make a list, and just sometimes just raise it up and list. So we are raising up all these prayer requests,
yes,
and saying, thank you, Lord. You're giving for every family, every person, victory. My God, my God, say my God, supplies all my needs, all our needs, according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we welcome the presence. We welcome the Shekinah glory. May you, each of you, get refreshed and eat your family. But though those who are watching us tonight, I felt like one of the things that we were connecting in this kind does not go out except through prayer and fasting. And I remember many, many years ago, when we were living in Fort Lauderdale, but I would do 2 40-day fasts per year and 4 21-day fasts. And this continued for many years. But I remember in the middle of my fast, I had to go do ministry in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And it was the meeting. This is during the heyday of the charismatic outpouring. And this was done in a big corporate gathering of several churches invited me. And it was the whole auditorium. It was in a hotel ballroom. And it was packed out. And then there was a wonderful Hispanic father who was just on the verge of weeping, crying. And at the end, near the conclusion, he brought his son. And it was young Hispanic boy, 5 years old, and the father said, since his birth, he has had constant seizures that every few minutes he would seize, and it has not stopped since his birth. They can't do anything about this. And I was surprised because I had worked with, if some of you may read, like my brother said, he's reading good, Only Love Can Make a Miracle, that I started working at a state institution for very profoundly autistic children. And I would have to work with a lot of children that had seizure activity was a major for them. But I knew that if you had constant seizures over 5 years, that I mean, it was a surprise he was still alive. And while the dad was talking, the little boy was seizing. He had having a seizure again. And I said, bring him here. I held him in my arms. And the glory, I'd prayed for several people, the glory was thick in that auditorium, the presence of the glory of the Lord. And I held him for a while and just was quiet and then started praying in tongues. And then I took authority over that seizure, spirit of epilepsy that had been tormenting that boy. And then suddenly I smelled an entire auditorium. He let out a breath and the smell of burning sulfur and rotting eggs, like I'd seldom ever smell, together. I mean, it filled the whole auditorium, and then it left. And we looked at that boy, and from that day on, the seizure stopped right then. And I felt that as we, and this is not just one individual, there are several people here that have been already fasting and praying. And this thing does not come out except through prayer and fasting. We are going to pray for, in this fast, we are praying for many families to have deliverance, to have healing, to have reconciliation, have healing of relationships, revival, revival for the church, revival for All Nations Church, revival for the Watch of the Lord, revival for America. But in that, then tonight, I wanted to tell you, as Tom said, he's saying he's going to do something. And then he little thing in the little paragraph. I don't know what. But I feel like we are going to pray and direct our prayer for some major deliverance to happen. And one of the deliverance we are going to agree is that spiritual force of destruction behind this storm called Irma. And behind that, and after that storm is a Jose building up, that we are going to pray right now that in the name of Jesus, the force behind that storm is deactivated. That demonic presence that makes it active and destructive will be bound in the name of Jesus. Then this thing comes not except through prayer and fasting. Well, we are joining our prayers together tonight and fasting and saying, deliverance, Lord, and pray. God save Florida. God put a covering over South Florida, over Miami, over Fort Lauderdale, over Naples, over all those areas. We know several families. I talked with them even this last couple of days. Some of you know our wonderful dear friends, Diamonds, and some of you know my wonderful brother, Jim Croft, and others. And these are all people who we are in touch with, and they're saying, we are counting on the prayers of the watch. These are families that have chosen to hunker down right now. So this storm supposedly is going to hit tomorrow evening, late evening, and then Sunday morning in that region. But we are praying to God to shelter all the precious people of South Florida, that the Lord will cover them and protect them, the crops, the diamonds, and met all our wonderful friends and partners in Florida, in Georgia, in the Carolinas, from Charleston on to the up there in the northern Carolina shorelines. We are praying for God to protect the nation and cover us in the storm. So those of us watching us on the web, agree with us, and we are agreeing with you. And those who are right now hunkering down in South Florida, we are covering you with our prayers. We want to tell you that tonight, as we worship, as we pray, and thank you, worship team, give them a big clap, will you? Praise God. And I felt we were getting hold of something tonight, and that not to let go, that we, you know, what that, like Jacob, sorry, that he said, I won't let you go, Lord, unless you bless me. So tonight, we are going to lay hold of praise, of worship, and saying, Lord, we won't let you go unless you bless us. And you are going to bless. And we thank you for every answering the families, every family's prayer request. Your requests here tonight in your for your own behalf of your children, yourself, your grandchildren. Again, financial deliverance. Those looking for houses, those looking for promotion, we are agreeing in prayer for you. But right now, that the Lord will give restoration in the Houston, in Rockport, Port Aransas, and South Texas, and that they need a lot of restoration. And then this storm, and then another storm coming. I'll tell you, as we pointed out, Jesus took authority over the storms. And he said, the works I do, you shall do, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father. So on the basis of the promise of the Lamb of God, on the basis of what Jesus said, in his name we take authority over Irma, in Jesus' name. And we are praying that the Lord will wrestle it, and we are praying that he'll send it out to sea, back over the ocean. And we pray for those hunkering down, those that are several. And we have been in consultation with several people, and they called us. What do you think? What is the world? You think we need to get out, or is it too late? What do you think we should do? And it's quite something to. But some just decided hunkering down. Now, and I looked at the Weather Channel, and it reminded me. So Bonnie and I served alongside Brother Derek Prince as co-pastors for nearly. I mean, we were in that area for more than 18 years in Broward County, they call it, yeah. Fort Lauderdale. So we had a church right there, and then we lived right about half a block from what they call Federal Highway. Yeah. And the surge would come potentially. We were there during Hurricane Andrew, which historically was the most powerful hurricane, it was Category 5, yeah. So highest level ever measured. But Irma is supposedly measuring as powerful and bigger. Andrew, the circle behind the eye was a little smaller than this is giant. So we are praying that the angels of God push it out, that God will breathe on that and it will not destroy, that it will be blown out to the ocean in Jesus' name. And we are thanking the Lord tonight. And we include the islands that are still tonight in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, that are still expecting the storm. We talked with the family, and the pastors of the church were here a couple of conferences ago. The senior pastor, one of the most notable church, who is, well, saying very, very influential for the government. And but they were in the front row, the elders. And the families were connected within Turks and Caicos. And we were talking to them this week, just about 3 days ago. And they were expecting the major devastating storm last night. So I was reading the reports about that. But the one message that I got out, that family that we're in touch with, they said, where do we go to higher ground? Turks and Caicos, for example, there's no higher ground. That's just one island that is just flat. But they have a condo on the 14th floor. So we're just going to ride it out right there. And they said, well, you are in this as strong a building as there is on this island. So when I was really praying, and last night was a storm, and got the message this afternoon, they came out fine. Yeah. So praise God for that. But we are praying that each of these thousands of people who couldn't escape, and some, it was quite drastic. You just want, our heart, we need to be, and we saw that so precious in Houston and in South Texas, that during this massive flooding and then the aftermath of it, how much you saw the examples of people, individuals laying down their lives for others. There, it did not matter whether they were Hispanic or black or white or what. You saw young white men carrying elderly black ladies. And we saw this, I saw the picture of one of the very strong African-American gentlemen carrying two white children out. It doesn't matter. We are one family through the blood of Jesus. And it is wonderful. And praise God that we are one common people. And we bind, as you said, this kind does not come out through prayer and fasting. We are praying for the demonic spirit that is projected by the media in a major way, that the lie that they are not going to divide us. We are going to be a united States of America. And we are one people who love each other, who bless each other and help each other. And that demonic spirit, as much as that would division, is the witchcraft behind the spirit of witchcraft behind the media. Yeah. So the media is a major agent of whispering and rumors and false evil spirits speaking to the nation on and on. And we bind their mouths tonight in Jesus' name. So these are different things at this time of fasting and prayer. We bless the people who need restoration. We are praying. By the way, we were able to raise very strategic and major funding from this church. I so thank you for your generosity, all of you. And I'll thank again, we took the offering last Sunday, and I want to thank the people on Sunday morning also. But immediately, one of the things, especially in Port Aransas and Rockport and Port Aransas and that area, Houston got a lot of advertising. I mean, that was a big city, so no wonder. But some of those areas were totally neglected for rescue and the media attention. But we were able to, one of our first initial, as we knew these people, they have been attended partners here for many years, but they were putting this thing, project together to help bring assistance immediately. This watch and the All Nations Church, immediately we injected thousands of dollars into them. And they were able to they took their hundreds of pounds of meat that was immediately, they had not eaten. That day they arrived, the people had not had a chance to eat. They had not eaten meat. And so we have video, we're putting it on our web of just, it'll touch your heart of the wonderful people. And yet the utter destruction these people are handling. And yet they have such a good spirit about them. They are not whining. They are not complaining. They are just trying to help each other. So at this time, we have had many seasons of fasting and prayer. But this is one of the most strategic fasts where our nation is concerned, where the needs of the people are concerned. So may God restore our nation even physically and in the soul and in the spirit, that we get encouraged and not discouraged, that what the enemy has meant for harm, God's going to turn around for good. Say, what enemy meant for harm, God is turning it around. and he is using it for good. So there are people who will say, and at this time, it's good to be a pastor as well as a ministry that's global, that it helps us be real. And in this season, there are voices that start immediately saying, this is judgment. This is judgment. This is judgment. And for me, I would say, this is not a time for releasing words of judgment. This is a time, I believe, that God, where the enemy meant for harm, God is going to turn it around. My God is big enough to turn it around, for use it for revival and for good. So say, my God is a big God. And he's giving a turnaround for me, for my family, for America, for the church, for this church, for this ministry, for my family, for my finances. Glory. I'm putting it all together. And for your city. Yay. For the Carolinas. Amen. Hallelujah. So, one of the things that impressed me that I'll lead that I wanted to talk about just briefly is tonight. And then, we'll conclude this with a specific act. But I heard, and that it was out of a good intention, that the governor and the mayors of certain regions in Florida was saying, I remember for the Key Largo and some of those regions, and those who are in authority said, well, just want you to know, the storm is coming. We are warning you, and we're doing all of this. And so some places like Key Largo, they said, everyone, please evacuate. And yet there are some who said, well, we're going to ride it out. But for some of those regions, I think there was the governor and then some of those mayors, they said, listen, after this period, if you're not evacuated, do not call 911. Did you hear that? Some of you, how many you heard that? Okay, so I'm not making it up to you. They said, don't call 911. Usually, that's where, you know, if you need help, somebody's injured, somebody in deep trouble, you call 911. And something rose up in me, and I said, Governor, respectfully, sir, I'm going to adjust your statement. And in the physical realm, we may agree with you, but I disagree with you in the spiritual realm. I am going to call God's 911. We're going to call God's 911. So I'm going to tell you to look at God's 911. All right? God, that is a 911 in the Bible. Turn to Psalm 91, verse 1. Psalm 91, 1. All right? You got it? People who are in the chart there, can you, if remember to flesh it on, I'm going to read it to you. 911. This is God's 911. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's God's 911. It begins it. You know, and then they ask you the details. Where are you? What's the trouble? Here is the details then. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High. So before I may forget this, but what is God's secret place? The secret place of the Most High. It is in, now, King David wrote this. And he's a military man. One of the understanding is it is the place where no one, no enemy can get to you. Is that special place of safety. And we are tonight in agreement from the watch. We are putting the people, we are by faith, by our intercession, and a prayer agreement tonight. We are putting the people of South Florida and that even tonight, those in the Caribbean who are enduring 175 miles per hour winds. And we kind of witnessed, I stood in a corner, since I shouldn't say it, in Hurricane Andrew, where these are professional Floridians who had lived through many, and they guided me, but we wanted you to see the power of the storm. So we stood in a corner, out of that, and, you know, we were out of the wind force, but I could see the wind that was almost 180 miles an hour in the Hurricane Andrew. So the gale force, once, if you see it, it is something that you don't want to be in the middle of. And we were just totally, we were not inside, we were observing it from a corner where we could peruse, but we were protected by a big brick wall. But those who are enduring that force, God says, I want to put you, and we are claiming for all of the people there, and wherever it goes, whether it's trying to go to Naples or go to Georgia or come to Charleston, we are praying for the population to be hidden in that place, in the secret place of the Most High. Say the secret place. And in the military terms, in that area, in that time frame, it was where a giant army would have its tents on the east, the west, the north, and the south. Way in the middle, right in the center, you have to go through, you know, thousands of tents on one side or the other side. You have to go through all of that to get to the center place. The center place was the command center. That's where the commander, the chief captain of the hosts, of the armies, would be in the center. So no enemy force could get to that place without going through all the other. So that's, if you're in the secret place, the enemy force would have to go through all the angelic hosts of the Lord to get to you. So that we put our children in the secret place. We put our nation, we put the people who are at risk tonight to in the secret place of the Most High. So they have to overcome all the forces of God, all the angelic hosts, to come to that secret place. The other, the theological place, what the Hebrews call the secret place, is it's hidden. It's the place where once a year the high priest was allowed to go behind the curtain in the Holy of Holies where the Ark of the Covenant was rested. Now, maybe we'll go and teach about the tabernacle. But, and then in the middle, in the Ark, where the Holy of Holies was, there the Ark of the Covenant rested in the Old Testament. And that was where the table of shewbread, the presence, and the Shekinah glory, of literal glory of God, abided. And then once a year, the high priest was allowed to go in with the fresh shed blood of the sacrificial animal and go in there. He could only go in with that blood, that was a sacrificial blood, and intercede on behalf of the people and on the Day of Atonement. So as he went behind the curtain, and with the blood, say with the blood. That's the key, that God, the Shekinah, with the presence, the glory, where the Lord's presence was, the glory is there. And it would be shining in the presence, and there would, and God would have mercy and bless the nation through the blood. So that is the secret place where the high priest would go in once a year. So after I'm going to make these remarks at the end, we're going to have, we have such a privilege. We are not in the Old Testament, we're in the New Testament. We are in a different period, kind of grace, where we have even better promises. Say better. And so in that, then, we have the release from the captain of armies and our Savior and Redeemer, the King of Glory himself, that we can take communion together. So tonight, in a few moments, we are going to come to the Lord and plead the blood of Jesus over our nation, over then the strategic places that are, that say, you know, tomorrow night and then early Sunday morning, they're going to be hit by the storm. Well, we are pleading the blood of Jesus over each of these families, over all those people, that the angels of God will keep them safe, that there will be a supernatural protection. When Bonnie and I lived in South Florida, and when Hurricane Andrew came, it hit an area called Homestead, Florida. And it was down a little south from Fort Lauderdale, where we live. It just, the main force went towards Homestead, where there was a lot of retirees that lived in motorhomes and the small trailer homes. And it just came and devastated and blew away possibly a few thousand of those trailer homes. And so it has, we really need to pray for safety for a lot of those people tonight. I mean, all of the people. But we're pleading they will be sheltered and covered from the storm. So I know many of them contacted us saying we are really counting on the prayers and intercessions of the watch tonight. That's why I'm underlining. And we began, I'm so grateful, we began tonight with earnest praise, and we just kept on worshiping and praising. And we want to continue in that and praying after we have communion. We want to stay in that and keep covering the nation, especially these areas that are threatened by the storm. And not only, the threat is not only from Irma, that's the main thing we are seeing right now, but following it is another storm. We don't know much about it, but it's called Jose. So, and as we do so, then let me read some more of that scripture. He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I would rather be under the shadow of the Almighty than anywhere else. And he is covering, just like a mama eagle covers the little eaglets under her wings. We are protected. That's the best place to be there. And in that, then, it says, I will say of the Lord. Say, I will say. He's my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. So, I want to ask us a question. And this is specifically for the storm, but in a general sense, for us at this season, let me ask you, as a pastor right now, what are you saying? What are you saying? Turn to your neighbor and say, what are you saying? And It says in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt, foul, unwholesome, polluting communication out of your mouth proceed from out of your mouth. Let no corrupt or foul, unwholesome, polluting communication proceed out of your mouth. Ephesians 4:29. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, be an encouragement, impart grace. So as we, what are you saying? Because whatever you're saying, it will either encourage someone else. And that's what God wants to encourage us tonight. He's encouraging you tonight and encouraging me and giving me grace to be strong, to proceed so I can be a blessing to others. And or I can choose that my communication proceeds out of my mouth. So what am I saying is corrupt, foul, polluting. And instead of helping and encouraging, it discourages people, makes them despondent. So that second part is very important as we stay, as we are appealing, Lord, keep us in your secret place. And the wonderful people we are interceding for, and our children. As we do so, it is strategic that you and I help each other, and if need be, very gently and with love, correct each other. Because we could get scared. I don't think we're going to make it. We are not. We will not make it. And, you know, I can understand when you get afraid and you're going to correct yourself. Say, let no foul, discouraging, anything proceed. And after a while, we need to be trained and help with each other. Because instead, we can allow gossip to come from our mouth. We can allow this discouraging thing. That's why I get so angry with the media that they will pick on anything negative. So, and it's a lot of it. No wonder they're talking about that so much of it is fake news. It is, and it's the wrong emphasis here. We don't like the first lady goes with the president. And, she used to be a model. She dresses like, she does. So she wore high heels to go to Houston, but when she got up, she wore tennis shoes. She wore jeans and what the. But they said, oh, she wore heels to get on the plane. And I said, this is insanity. There are multiple hundreds of thousands of people needing rescue, and they are talking about, whoo, she wore high heels. By the way, this is horrible. I need to be corrected in this thing. But I saw the picture of the person who wrote that article. I don't know how many of you saw a picture of the, did you? Yes. She looked like, I don't know, like, yeah, like the bride of Dracula who has not aged well over 500 years, something like that. And I said, you are making comments about the, anyway, I need deliverance tonight too, so where the media is concerned, my heart. Anyway, be careful what proceeds out of your mouth. Well, anyway. So, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge. Say, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God. In him we trust. Okay, so Psalm 27, Bonnie referred to it. Yes. Oh, we didn't.
The Lord is with us.
The Lord is with us.
Because
Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I'm not going to fear Irma then. The Lord's going to shelter all the ones. I pray it's many are watching. There are some who said that we're going to watch tonight. Watch. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So we are declaring those precious people have no reason to be afraid. I mean, we wanted them to take the proper precautions. But I talked with some even this afternoon who they had, you know, one of the things that you do. How many of you lived in South Florida or experienced something in South Florida? Because we used to put those planks. What do we call them? Wood, plywood, sorry. Plywood, we would have the exact length of our windows, and we would store them away because it comes every few years, every 3-5 years, you can depend, a hurricane will come. So you have plywood just stacked on the side. You don't usually need it for 5-6 years, and suddenly, poof, you need it. You nail that plywood on the outside of your window. So Psalm 91 talks about it. It says, verse 3, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, any kind of trap, from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers. That's the giant eagle covering the little eaglet. And under his wings you shall take refuge. Don't run out of the wings and start screaming. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. So that's the word of God. So we are speaking in the midst of our challenge. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So we are speaking not out of fear, not out of insecurity, not under demonic control. We choose, I will say, of the Lord. He is my refuge. We are going to speak the word of God, not our emotions, not negative influence, but the word of God. Say, I will speak the word of God. Lord, set a watch before my mouth, Psalm 141 says. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Hallelujah. So keeping watch, one of those things, watch what we say in this season. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my mighty rock and my redeemer. So we need to, this season, I believe, during this season of the fast, we want to speak godly words, godly things, and encouraging things, and positive things. We're going to say things that will make people strong so that they may be able to serve the Lord and serve each other. Now, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. And one of the things you have to watch out, Major, in the hurricane is when you huddle together in a hurricane, you have nowhere else to go, you better not go out. So, and you stay in a room that is basically in a hallway kind of thing is better because there is no open windows or vulnerable places. But the thing you have to watch out for in not only the strong wind that's 175, 180 miles an hour, but what it dislodges. So you can have iron chairs outside. You can have literally have small cars flying through the air. And so there, and big branches will fall off. Trees will fly. Coconut trees flying through the air at 170 miles an hour. Crashing in. So may it says, you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. They are like missiles that are flying through the air. So that's why we put plywood. So I was talking to this family, and they had run out of plywood, and they are somewhat elderly. So they needed help. And finally, some help came for them later this afternoon, so they were able to put some kind of protection on the windows. And I was, this verse 5 came to me, that they will not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, that the flying things that come out in the hurricane. So we are praying for safety for those people in the storms, that flying projectiles, that God, this, the Lord will nullify the power of the arrow by night or by day. In the name of Jesus, we are. Thank you, Lord. And
Mahesh, you have a testimony exactly like that from Texas, from the biggest tornado ever to hit Texas. And it broke that big pane of glass and would have decapitated you, but the angel came and literally lifted you up and put you in safety.
That's right. And I charge for the offering for the ministry. If you give $100 tonight, I will let you see the scar. I still have the scar from 1970 where the projectile and the angel lifted me bodily from my couch, and my legs were in the air. And the Lord sent an angel. This I have lived through, where it says, for he shall give his angels charge over you. I literally experienced that, because I was sitting, I'd never experienced tornado, and I heard the sound. And the voice of the Lord came to me and said, get up. And I put that in the three times. He says, get up. And I did not. I said, I'm tired. I'd worked on the paper now. Anyway, and so the angels, well, the Lord sent me to protect this idiot. I got to do something. So he literally, this powerful hands took me up and lifted me. And as I was fighting, if I had not been fighting and resisting the angel, I would have been safe. But I was saying, what is happening? What? And I put my arm out, and that big glass window was flying through the air. So that's the scar. That was the only effect. But may the angels protect, mighty God's wonderful angels protect all the precious families and all the vulnerable people. And we praise the Lord that he is going to give us, we are going to hear wonderful testimonies of God's deliverance, his wonderful deliverance. And by the way, I felt like I wanted to claim, especially during this fast final, and then we're going to go into communion and plead the blood of Jesus. But and I mentioned that the deliverance in Milwaukee of that precious 5-year-old Hispanic little boy, from that there was going to be part of the result of this fast. We're going to see a new season. We're already seeing it. In the last year and a half or so, almost, there are so many autistic children, especially we have seen nonverbal start speaking immediately, as we were prayed here. Many of them start speaking right then who have never spoken before. But we are going to see a new level of signs and wonders after this fast. We'll be ready to pray and believe for instant deliverances from cancer. Tonight we are saying stage 4 cancer will be defeated, and we are going to see major miracles where cancer is concerned. And autistic children are going to have new deliverance, and children with epilepsy. The arrow, I saw the arrow, that the arrow that comes, one of the things is it hits their brain and they get the seizures. Now, mine is more a spiritual language. I'm not talking about medical language. But we're going to pray a shield over their brains that these arrows will not hit them and they will have healing and deliverance. So tonight, we are praying for great miracles for children who are autistic, children who have seizure activity, that God will give us breakthrough and miracles. The arrow that comes, that attacks their mind, and therefore, and arrows that come to attack family relationships, families, that they will come and plant division, that there are arrows that come fly by night that create division in families and even try to create division in churches. And you say, what was the matter? What happened? And the smallest thing can break relationships. You find, and in, I think it's Acts 14, but where there is a place where an arrow, I mean, I consider it somewhat of an arrow, that when Paul and Barnabas are an awesome apostolic team, and they have been effectively working for the gospel, and then suddenly there's a major disagreement, and they divide. If their ministry is split, and it's just one small minor relationship that upset them, and then years later you would see why. But that wonderful effective team was separated because of one small minor thing. And I believe that was more a demonic arrow maybe that had hit that. And we see that in the book of Acts. So we do not let minor things disrupt major, wonderful relationships, husbands and wives, or family relationships. We want God's covering in that realm too. So tonight especially, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over every family in the line, hunkering down, whether it's going to be in South Florida or coming up towards Naples or hitting Georgia or the Carolinas, Charleston, and they even mentioned Charlotte. So we are putting ourselves afresh in the secret place of the Most High through the blood of Jesus. Say, through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Amen. And so we will take communion together to plead the blood, okay? Like, and Jesus is our high priest. So, and then let's also minister to the Lord with our offering. We always help the house, this house of prayer and its work for the Lord. We are ongoing. I'm so grateful that we have been able to give financially to for the restoration for South Texas, for our fellow countrymen who are generous people, but right now they need our generosity. So we want to remember that in that offering. Be ready to take. I have my offering here. And let's take a moment. To you can give by text, right?
Glory.
Text to give. And there would be a number that they have. I need to learn. Oh, they're already, they're going to flash it on? Text to give. I like this. That we make it convenient to bless the work of the Lord. If you have your offering in your hand, wave it. Father, thank you for each and every person as we give and share, Lord. Awesome, awesome. From the secret place, send blessing and prosperity. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. An answered prayer, Lord. Answered prayer. Say answered prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ready? Come on up. And if someone, you need someone to take it, you can. And, sorry. I'm so glad that we can be together as God's family here tonight. And I bless each of you. And really I want to commend you guys who take the trouble. And there is something in you. You got to be with God's people and pray and worship together and pray. That God put that in you. And I'm praying more in this area of Carolinas will hearken, because this is the longest standing, perhaps the longest ongoing, unbroken watch of the Lord now in the United States. And this is a place of prayer and worship and thanksgiving. I want to thank all who have participated over these many years. But we are praying. Tell others about it, because as you see, even tonight, we are interceding not just for ourselves. We're interceding for the nation and for then certain strategic needs or regions. So thank you. And all those watching us on the World Wide Web, join with us as we pray. Bring the body and the blood, the virtue of the body and the blood, not only for us and ourselves, but for the people who are in the pathway of the storm, in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, and then Florida, in the Keys, and onward, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina. And so thank you. I've asked Todd to bless the bread, and then I will bless the wine.
So we lift the bread. Father, we thank you. God, we thank you that you so loved us, you gave your Son, who came, died, rose again with all healing in his wing. We thank you, Father, that this bread represents his body, God, that was broken for us, for every broken down place in our lives. Father, we thank you for the healing that we receive, and we take it tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Take and eat.
Tonight, Lord, we call on God's 911 for your people and the people who are in the pathway of this big storm. We plead, we ask covering of Psalm 91, verse 1 onwards. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. As the high priest came once a year with the blood of sacrifice for the atoning, the day of atonement. We are, through the blessing and release of the resurrected Savior, he has told us to, as often as we come together, to do this thing in remembrance of his name. And as he is exalted, he is the King of glory. And that Shekinah glory comes over our lives, the lives of our families, the life of this church. Resurrection glory for those who need tonight. There are members even in this fellowship this week that found that one of their relatives had cancer. We are praying, lifting those up. There's a child who made a major miracle. Talk with that family, little baby. And we have their relatives. and we pray for the Lord's miracle release. And tonight we lift up and plead the blood of Jesus. Just like the high priest went into the secret place, we are tonight going into the secret place where the glory is, through the blood. Say, through the blood. Okay, so hold up the cup. Amen. We thank you. We're in agreement. What a privilege to take the blood of Jesus together in faith. And through our faith, it is for us the blood of Jesus. And through the blood, we are redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Say, we are redeemed through the blood. Say, through the blood, the curse is broken. And I receive the blessing of Abraham for myself, my family, for my church, for my nation. Thank you, Lord. Father, we cover the people in the pathway of the storm, that you will cover them. They will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and that the Lord himself is the refuge and the fortress. In him we trust now. Thank you, Lord. I bless this cup. It is for us the blood of Jesus. Amen. Let's partake. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes, God is doing awesome things. You can pass that cup. There'll be some who'll take it. We bless all these prayer requests in the name of Jesus, that God's yes and amen is on this request. Through the blood, through his name. Hallelujah. Michael, help us praise his name and worship the King of glory.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.